WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Modern Stoicism, timeless tools for today's challenges. I'm your host, Brooklyn Weston, and let me tell you, we're diving into a beast today, procrastination. Ever feel like that monster is always lurking in the shadows, waiting to snatch your productivity and leave you with a pile of unfinished tasks? You know that feeling when you have something really important to do, but instead you find yourself scrolling through social media, reorganizing your spice rack, or researching obscure facts about aardvarks. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? We're not just going to talk about the problem, we're gonna conquer it. Stoicism offers some seriously cool tools to help us break free from procrastination's grip and become unstoppable forces of action. Ready to level up your productivity game? Let's do this. First off, understand that procrastination isn't just laziness. It's often a symptom of fear, fear of failure, fear of success, even fear of the task itself seeming too big or overwhelming. Stoicism teaches us to face our fears head-on and remind ourselves that we can control our reactions, not the emotions themselves. Think of it like this. If you're terrified of public speaking, practicing your speech won't magically erase your fear. But what it will do is equip you with the tools to handle it when the time comes. Next up, we gotta break down those daunting tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Ever tried tackling a massive project all at once? It's like trying to eat an elephant. Where do you even begin? Stoicism encourages us to focus on what's within our control and celebrate small victories along the way. So instead of staring down that mountain of work, start with just one manageable step. Get that first step done, and then another, and before you know it, you'll be making serious progress. Speaking of control, remember this, your time is precious. You're the CEO of your own life. Instead of letting procrastination dictate your schedule, use tools like calendars, to-do lists, and even time management apps to create a structure that works for you. Allocate specific blocks of time for different tasks, and stick to it like glue, well, maybe not literally. That's just weird. Now, let's talk about motivation. It comes and goes, right? Sometimes you're feeling super pumped and ready to conquer the world, other times you're dragging your feet. But here's a Stoic secret. Find what truly motivates you. Maybe it's a sense of accomplishment, helping others, or simply enjoying the process of learning something new. Identify your why and keep it front and center. When motivation wanes, remind yourself why you started in the first place. Finally, remember that setbacks are inevitable. You're human, not a superhero. We all have days where procrastination wins. Don't beat yourself up about it. Instead, learn from it. Analyze what triggered your procrastination and come up with strategies to avoid it next time. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You've been meaning to write that important email for weeks. It's been sitting in your drafts folder, staring at you like a judgmental judge. You know you should do it, but every time you open the document, you feel a wave of dread wash over you. That's procrastination whispering sweet nothings into your ear, telling you to just do it later. But guess what? We're not falling for that trap. Remember those Stoic strategies we talked about? We can break down that email into smaller chunks, first, jotting down the key points, then drafting a rough outline, and finally, polishing the whole thing. We can schedule a specific time to write it and stick to it like glue. We can even remind ourselves of the positive outcome. Sending that email will give us a sense of accomplishment, clear our minds, and maybe even help someone out. So, there you have it, a little glimpse into how Stoicism can help us conquer procrastination. Remember, taking control of your time and focusing on what truly matters is key to living a fulfilling life. Don't let procrastination hold you back from achieving your goals. Ready to ditch the delay? Leave a comment below sharing your biggest procrastination struggle. We're all in this together. And if this episode resonated with you, do me a solid and share it with a friend who could use a little Stoic inspiration. See you tomorrow for another dose of Modern Stoicism.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.